Hello, this is Brian Michael Page. Welcome to Christos Vincit Podcast, a division of the Christos Vincit Network. Podcast number two. Today is Thursday, December 29th, 2005, the fifth day of the Octave of Christmas. Today is also the optional memorial of St. Thomas Becket. Tomorrow is the Feast of Holy Family. Normally this feast falls on the Sunday written within the Octave of Christmas. However, since this Christmas was last Sunday, and New Year's Day, the solemnity of the Mother of Mary, Mother of God, the Octave of Christmas is this coming Sunday, the Holy Family gets moved to the Friday within the Octave, and it is not a holy day of obligation. Let's start the show with some music from last night's Christmas concert at Holy Ghost Church in Tiverton, Rhode Island. Thank you. What you just heard is me at the Rogers Insignia 577 organ at Holy Ghost Church playing a prelude on the hymn tune Rosie Mater, or Lovely, as arranged by Ralph Vaughan Williams from his Prelude on Three Welsh Hymn Tunes collection. Rosie Mater is a tune most associated with the hymn text Our Father by Whose Name, oftentimes used in the Feast of the Holy Family. You can find this hymn in Worship, 3rd edition, published by GIA Publications of Chicago. Today I'm going to start a series based on some blog articles I wrote in the Christus Vincit blog back in mid-March of 2005 called Tour the IGMR. IGMR is the acronym for the Latin Instructio Generalis Missalis Romanis, or in English, the General Instruction of the Roman Missal. Even the English title has an acronym, GIRM, simply shortened, GIRM. The GIRM I'm referring to is, of course, the most current GIRM, and that is the one that took effect in Advent of 2003. I'll be skipping through all the preambles, prefaces, and other introductory blah blah blah, and going right into the order of Mass. Let's start with the very beginning of the Mass, shall we? We'll start with the entrance hymn, the entrance chant. Paragraph 47, as I see it right here, states, after the people have gathered, the entrance chant begins as the priest enters with the deacon and ministers. The purpose of this chant is to open the celebration, foster the unity of those who have been gathered, introduce their thoughts to the mystery of the liturgical season or festivity, and accompany the procession of the priest and ministers. Fostering the unity of those who have been gathered does not necessarily mean that the opening hymn has to automatically be something like We Gather Together, Gather Us In, or Here I Am, Lord, or other hymns that seem to imply, here we are, we're gathered. In fact, this isn't even a gathering hymn. I noticed that a lot of liturgists and publishers like to refer to this as the gathering hymn. It is the entrance chant, sung as the priest enters. Any gathering of the people will hopefully be done before Mass starts. If it takes place after that, you're probably late for Mass. Entrance chant comes from the Latin cantus introitus, from which we get the traditional Latin term introit. Another form of the word introit is found right in Psalm 42, introibo, the future tense, I will enter, introibo ad altare Dei, I will enter unto the altar of God. Introduce their thoughts to the mystery of liturgical season or festivity. Notice this is in combination of fostering the unity of those who have been gathered, as well as accompany the procession of the priest and ministers. None of these should take a back seat to each other. They all have some kind of a role in the entrance chant. Now, let me cite paragraph 48 for you, which explains why the fostering of unity at the entrance chant doesn't necessarily mean it has to be themed on unity in gathering. The singing at this time is done either alternately by the choir and the people, or in a similar way by the cantor and the people, or entirely by the people, or by the choir alone. Note you got all those options there. In the dioceses of the United States of America, there are four options for the entrance chant. The antiphon from the Roman Missal, or psalm from the Roman Gradual as set to music there or in another musical setting. 2. The seasonal antiphon and psalm of the simple gradual. 3. A song from another collection of psalms and antiphons approved by the Catholic Conference of Bishops or the diocesan bishop, including those psalms arranged in responsorial and metrical forms. And 4. A suitable liturgical song similarly approved by the Catholic Conference of Bishops or the diocesan bishop. Those are the options given here in order by preference. The first is the actual introit, taken from the Roman Missal or the Roman Gradual. In fact, if you have a copy of the Gregorian Missal, that's okay too, because the Gregorian Missal is a derivative of the Roman Gradual. the Roman Gradual is to today's Mass what the Liber Usualis was to the Tridentine Mass. I guarantee you that many of these antiphons do not brag about us being here, gathered together. Up to now, there is still no official English translation of these introits. However, some publishers are doing well to make such collections as Hymns Based on the Introits. World Library Publications in Chicago has such a set, and they are set to standard hymn tunes. Antiphon and Psalm from the Simple Gradual. This is a viable alternative, especially for those congregations who don't pick up new music that quickly. However, going back to the paragraph, this can also be sung by the choir alone. Third, a song from another collection of psalms or antiphons approved by the Conference of Bishops or the Diocesan Bishop, including psalms arranged in responsorial and or metrical forms. The metrical form could also be known as the psalm hymn. Such examples are All People That on Earth Do Dwell, which is Psalm 100, or O God, Our Help in Ages Past, which is Psalm 90, or The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, which is Psalm 23. For a really cool concertato on All People That on Earth Do Dwell, I urge you to get the old 100th Psalm tune by Ralph Vaughan Williams, published and copyrighted by Oxford University Press. Those examples are the most basic, but with enough research, one can find many more. For some really good examples of responsorial psalms, responsorial form, I have two pieces here based on Psalm 100 alone. The familiar All the Earth Proclaim the Lord by Lucian Dyce, and Arise, Come to Your God, which is also titled Cry Out with Joy, by the French Jesuit Joseph Gelinoux. The Dyce piece is copyrighted by World Library Publications. The Gelinoux piece is copyrighted by GIA Publications. Both publishers are Chicago-based. Fourth, and at the bottom of the food chain, a suitable liturgical song similarly approved by the Conference of Bishops or the Diocesan Bishop. This is where the problem lies with many. Some will pick just about anything that is in a hymnal. Thus, we gather together. Gather us in. Here I am, Lord. Citing fostering unity of the people gathered as the excuse, while the rest of that 47th paragraph, the purpose of the entrance chant, appearing to be totally irrelevant. The other thing to note, oftentimes people interpret full and active participation, I say that in quotes, as, quote, the congregation has to sing everything that has a melody to it. Let's go back to the beginning of paragraph 48. The singing at this time is done either alternately by the choir and the people, or in a similar way by the cantor and the people, or entirely by the people, or by the cantor alone. I like to think of singing by the choir alone not as a form of entertainment, but an enhanced form of sung prayer. Mass isn't supposed to entertain in the first place, and not all masses are joyfully themed. Some are. Some are penitential. Look at the responsorial psalm for Lent. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. Or look at the petitioning yet hopeful nature of the introit appointed for the first Sunday of Advent. To you I lift up my soul. My God, I trust in you. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies laugh at me, for those who await you will not be disappointed. One last thing you want to stay away from is the announcement, please stand and greet our celebrant and join in singing our gathering hymn. Two strikes right there. First, we're not here to greet the celebrant. Greet the Lord, yes, but not the celebrant. Too personal. Second, like I said earlier, it's not the gathering hymn, it's the entrance chant, entrance hymn, or introit. By the way, two puns arise from this from my own experience. First, in a parish I worked at where the lector would announce the hymns, I can recall one Mass that was minus a lector, and the pastor did all the announcements at that one particular Mass. At the end of his pre-Mass announcements, he said, Would you please stand and greet me by singing whatever the hymn was for the day? The second one is a well-known pun that just doesn't sound kosher at all, but there is a great punchline on many a message board that I visit. Please stand and greet our celebrant by singing Hail Holy Queen. Something just isn't right. Here are some helpful links that'll get you going. Number one, the Adoramus Society for the Renewal of Sacred Liturgy. This is a society that I get a membership for as a parish employment benefit. It's a great benefit to have, especially when you're working in liturgy. The Society's website contains a wealth of links to liturgical documents, past and present. And you can find these at www.adoramus.org. That's adoremus.org. Cantica Nova Publications. Cantica Nova is Latin for new song. They publish what's called Traditional Music for the Contemporary Church. I myself have a hymn tune published there called A Glorious Band. Great hymn for All Saints and more. But more important is their wealth of links to the documents as well. You can also read many great musings and articles by their own Gary Pancala. You can find them at www.canticanova.com. That's CANTICANOVA.com. The New Liturgical Movement is a blog that is run by Sean Tribe and has many contributors, including Father Tom Kosick, who is from the Diocese of Fall River, Massachusetts. That's the diocese next door to my own diocese. They, too, are working toward keeping us updated on liturgical developments. You can find this blog at thenewliturgicalmovement.blogspot.com. Again, that's thenewliturgicalmovement.blogspot.com. There is no www in the link. And, of course, on the Holy Ghost Parish website, you can find columns written by Father Jay Finelli, our pastor, and others in their liturgical renewal page. Also, check parish bulletins, past and present. You'll see interesting links there, where it is accompanied by the words, Just Click It, along with a link of interest for the day. Go to www.holyghostcc.org. Last but not least, the website of Our Lady of Fatima Church in Lafayette, Louisiana, has a similar set of articles that our blogging partner Jason Pennington wrote for his parish bulletins. The site is www.fatimalafayette.org. Once you are there, click on the church link, and then you go to the sidebar on the left, click Sacred Music, and then when you get to that page on the right, you'll find Bulletin Series, Commentary on the General Instruction. It's excellent reading for clergy, laity, musicians, and the people in the pew. Again, that is www.fatimalafayette.org. We have a new website, by the way, for our new Christos Vinci podcasts. I set it up as a blog site that is dedicated for podcasting. It makes the feeds easier to access and whatnot. You can now find these podcasts at cvpodcasting.blogspot.com. CV, as in Christos Vinci, podcasting.blogspot.com. You can still use the regular blog site at christosvincit.blogspot.com to read our text-only articles. Speaking of which, it is my pleasure to introduce our third and newest member of the Christos Vinci blogging team, Mr. Jason Pennington. Jason is the organist and music director at Our Lady of Fatima Church in Lafayette, Louisiana. He is experienced in both Catholic and Lutheran music circuits, and even did some studying in Regensburg, Germany. I want to thank everyone who helped make the Christmas concert the success that it was. It was a really great success. Ruel Gifford, our guest organist, Mike Alves and the Tiverton High School Select Honors Band, and of course our own choir. 14 months ago there were only 4 voices. Now we're at 13, myself included. They've really come a long way. Also, a big thanks to Father Finelli for his tireless support and encouragement. Let's play a choral piece from the concert.
Amen, amen.
piece you just heard is The Worship of God in Nature. The text is based on the beginning of Psalm 19 and the music by Ludwig van Beethoven, performed by the Holy Ghost Choir, directed by yours truly, and accompanied on the organ by Rule Gifford. Don't forget to check out my pastor's iPadre podcasts at www.ipadre.net. Thank you so much for joining today's podcast. Our next podcast will move on in our journey through the germ. Take care. Goodbye.